Trending now.
MG, as we discussed, Parramatta have rejected a bid to play their 2019 home games at the brand new $300 million Western Sydney Stadium. That was explained to Parramatta Eagles fans today in a letter from this man who joins us on the line now, CEO of the club, Bernie Gurr. Good evening, Bernie.
Good evening, guys.
Unbelievable, Bernie. We were sitting around having some lunch today, and myself and Liam and another colleague, and up came a prompt on the news. A news feed about Parramatta rejecting an offer from Venues Live to play their games there. And first thing we thought about was, let's get the man on the phone and let's see what happens.
Yeah, MG, what's basically happened is this. With the look, the NRL 2019 season draw is imminent. It's going to come out at probably at the back end of next week. Further to that, our fans have been asking us, you know, where we're going to play. So, and whilst they've expected Western Sydney Stadium, the reality is the negotiations haven't been going that well. So we felt an obligation to communicate that back to our fans. We've done that today. We've tried to be as honest and transparent as possible, because the reality is, mate, the offer that is on the table from Venues Live for us to play there is just simply not acceptable at the moment to the board and management of the Parramatta Eels or the Parramatta Group. Now, I want to preface that by saying that clearly, you know, we haven't spent literally 3, 4, 5 months negotiating this deal because we don't want to play at Western Sydney Stadium. Look, the Western Sydney Stadium, mate, it's going to be a great venue. It's a purpose-built rectangular stadium. It's going to be a great venue for sport, but particularly for rugby league. So we want to play there. But at the end of the day, you know, historically, rugby league clubs, particularly in Sydney, have made very poor financial returns on their stadium deals. And we're just not prepared to do that again, mate. We're going to commit as an anchor tenant 11 games a year for 15 to 25 years. So We believe we should get a good deal. And what this does, mate, it ensures our fans and members get a really good game day experience. It means that we can generate a fair amount of revenue out of the stadium so that we can put that money back into our NRL team, back into our junior rep program, and also into our community initiative. So, mate, this is too important a deal for us not to get right. But I do want to stress, we've negotiated in good faith, and we just want a fair and reasonable deal.
Bernie, what are the sticking points? What are the main sticking points at the moment on the proposal?
Mate, the sticking points, not surprisingly, it's a negotiation. The sticking points are around the financial arrangements of the deal. So, you know, there's a set amount of revenues that come out of these stadiums. And historically, as I said before, rugby league clubs have basically negotiated very poorly in the past. Our current deal at ANZ is a deal we inherited. It's not a good deal. We've had games where I've actually lost money on putting on games, and that's our core business, is putting on NRL games. So, look, we feel obliged that we need to push back and get a fair and reasonable financial deal so that our members and fans will have the best game day experience in Australia. But at the same time, our fans understand that we need to get an economically sustainable deal as well for our club.
You mentioned it's a negotiation. The other party, Venues Live, who are managing the stadium, would believe that their offer is no doubt fair from their side of the situation. How far is the club prepared to go with this, Bernie? The draw is due next week. Round 6 was meant to be the first home game for Parramatta fans at the new stadium. Have the Eels started looking at alternate venues yet?
Look, we have not done that as yet. We've been, as I said, mate, we've been operating in good faith. We've been negotiating in good faith. Look, clearly our preference is to play at Western Sydney Stadium. We're, you know, I could come out and posture that, you know, that it's not, but that is clearly our number one. Mm. But there is the possibility that if negotiations don't improve, that we would have to potentially investigate that. But, you know, our preference is to play there. We've spent a number of months trying to negotiate that. But at the same time, we have to get a good deal for our members and fans, and we have to make sure that we deliver to them a great game day experience and also earn sufficient revenues out of the stadium so that we can continue to be a viable and a financially sustainable football club.
Bernie, the NRL fixture is probably a confusing enough process to put together when clubs know where they will be playing. Have you had any phone calls from a concerned Todd Greenberg that this deal hasn't been done yet?
No, we've actually been in dialogue with the NRL over a number of weeks. They're very aware of our position. We've kept them as a professional courtesy and professional protocol, mate. We've kept them up to date with what our position is. One of the key points there is that the NRL's been stressing that there must be fair and reasonable deals for the rugby league tenants, in other words, clubs like the Eels. So, yeah, mate, the NRL is right across this.
Well, I've got you on a roll, Bern. What about Jarryd Hayne, mate? What's the latest with you?
Andrew, I was waiting for that one, mate. Thank you. I'm surprised you didn't lead with it.
No, mate. We're on the spot to bring you into my web first. You know what I mean?
Very, very good strategy, mate. Now, look, the reality with Jarryd is that Brad spoken to him directly and said we want him at the club in 2019. I spoke to him on the phone last week. I told him we want him. Look, we've got to work through a few. There's a few other issues behind the scenes, not around what we need to do to put ourselves in a position to make Jared an offer. But our fans can be rest assured that if we can do it, and we're very confident we can, that Jared will be with us in 2019. But as I've told him, very honestly, we've just got a few things we've got to work through before that.
Appreciate your transparency, mate.
Absolutely. And it certainly sounds like, Bernie, you have got the fans forefront of your mind when it comes to both the stadium and Jared Haynes' future, which I'm sure they'd be pleased to hear. Bernie Gurr, CEO of the Parramatta Eels, thank you for your time.
Thanks, boys.
Great to have Bernie Gurr on there, MG.
Well, it is. Parramatta have been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons of late. And if I'm a Parramatta fan, which we've got a lot of people ringing through who obviously are Parramatta fans, I would be buoyed by the fact that the leader of our club is sticking up for us.